Hey listeners, my name's James.
And I'm Tim.
We're your hosts.
You're listening to
The Wave of Wire.
James, the air horn says it all. We're back, and in a very special edition, because I'm naming this podcast the Nuggets Podcast.
The Nuggets Are Back Podcast.
And not the Waiver Wire, this is the Nuggets Are Back on Track, the Mike Malone is a Superhero Podcast.
the Nikola Jokic has become the savior yet again.
You podcast. Mean Nikola Jokic is the GOAT, better than Michael Jordan podcast.
Timmy's not even as good as Eric Gordon. Take a step down from Michael Jordan.
Anyway, James, Nikola Jokic is God. Anyway, James,
fantastic week across the association, Tim. The Rockets moved to 10 in a row.
That's nuts.
Yeah, 21-7. So that's just a... James Harden is the MVP, has been the best. Reaffirming my option for him as the number one pick, I think, Tim. He's just been fantastic. I mean, arguably, Russell Westbrook has been just as good.
But I'd say better.
But I'd say just James Harden has just done the same job. Because assists are harder to come by than those extra 2 points, I think, Tim. I think that's just more valuable.
Well, Westbrook also adds 10 rebounds a game.
Yeah, Harden's about 8.
9. Not as many. Nowhere near as many.
Well, Harden has 9. Missed... But Harden has missed, over the last 6 games, he missed a triple-double by a combined 6 rebounds.
Over how many games?
The last 6. So he's been a good addition, I think, Tim. I'm happy with James Harden for my number one pick.
Anyway, moving on, James, I don't care about James Harden. Who was hot in your team this week?
I actually had a few hot players this week, Tim. I had Jabari Parker, who I've now swung a... I sold high on Jabari Parker. He had a good 2 weeks, and I was able to swing him and Damian Lillard for a package of Jeremy Lin and Karl-Anthony Towns. I think Karl-Anthony Towns is about the third-ranked player on Yahoo Fantasy at the moment because he's gone bananas. And... Jeremy Lin, I'm expecting a big uptake in his performance when he gets back to 4 minutes down in Brooklyn. I liked what I saw in his first 7 games, so I jumped on him. But, Jabari Parker had a big week. Karl-Anthony Towns had a huge week, Tim. Monster game against the Rockets, and they couldn't get over the line. A bit of a letdown. Wiggins hasn't been as good as everyone expected he would be. Levine's been just as inconsistent. Rubio's been terrible. I think that's just how it's gone, Tim.
Nah, well...
He's been the rock of that Minnesota team.
Minnesota's struggles are... Well, the whispers are beginning already for this season.
The trade, well
and underway, but if we want to talk about them, this wouldn't be the Nuggets podcast, James. So we're just going to skip right over that.
Who have your hot players been this week, Tim?
Eric Gordon.
Eric Gordon. It's another stellar week.
Continuing those 3 triples a game, even though he scored 9 points in 1 game, still hit his 3 triples.
Yeah, his 3 triples, that's what he's all about.
So he's hit 5, I think, in a couple of games. He's winning me 3. Him 7. And James Harden are winning me 3 points.
He hit 7 in one of the games last week. You know, James Harden and Eric Gordon have made combined more 3s than the Splash Brothers?
Yeah.
131 to 130 by my last count.
Nice. Well, there's actually a funny stat for you that I'm going to tell you after we do this hot and cold, James. It's a bit of a guess, and it's going to be fun because you're going to have no idea.
Yeah.
But Eric Gordon and James Harden, obviously. Joel Embiid.
Yeah.
Now, I did have him in the cold halfway through the week, and then he completely turned it around and scored like 40 points 2 games in a row, 8 rebounds, double-digit rebounds, couple of assists, couple of steals.
Well,
JoJo is amazing.
I think it's a vote of confidence in him that, as good a center as Nerlens Noel is, Brett Brown said he's not in the rotation because Embiid's just been that good.
Yeah, and Jahlil Okafor somehow is still getting the minutes. I mean, I'd rather play Noel than Okafor, but
I think Noel has more value as a trade piece Philly. So yeah. I don't expect him to be hanging around there much longer.
There was also Draymond Money Green. Now, he wasn't dropping 600 points. He wasn't even
putting up stats across the board.
He wasn't putting up 20 points. He triple-doubled 2 games in a row.
11-11-11.
Yep, exactly right. He got 11-11-11. He got 4 steals, and he got 2 blocks and maybe 1 or 2 turnovers.
That's handy.
That's production.
That's valuable.
That is production across the board.
That's real valuable.
Exactly right. So, cold plays, James. Wilson Chandler, not really. I mean, for what he was producing before, this is a cold week.
Yeah, he's gone through the cold spell.
Only 11 points, 7 rebounds, and 2 assists today.
What?
But that's the thing, though, James. The Nuggets are back to full strength, and that's why we're three in a row. Mike Malone is changing it around. Gets his full strength team back, and that's it.
Well, here's an interesting question for you, Tim. That was from Chandler. Do you honestly think that Eric Gordon and Wilson Chandler can compete with Lou Williams for Sixth Man of the Year? What's he averaging off the bench? 24 points a game?
I was going to ask you, James, to do... We should do a ranking, a Sixth Man of the Year ranking at the moment. So this would be... This is obviously the top five right now. Wilson, not in any order. Wilson Chandler, Eric Gordon, Lou Williams, John Lua, and...
I think a lot of people have slept on John Lua.
Yeah.
So people don't realise how good he's been for that Pistons team. The Pistons have been getting slaughtered over the last couple of weeks, and he's been a consistent performer off that bench for them, Tim. He's a double-double threat every night. He was just a quiet acquisition by Stan Van Gundy off the out of Phoenix. And I like what he's doing performing over there in Detroit.
It's nice that you interrupted, even though I haven't finished my top five because I don't need to say four.
And
here's my fifth one. Zach Randolph. Zebo. He's been pushed to the bench by David Fizdale. They had a nice chat at the start of the season with David Fizdale making it very obvious that he plans on using Zach Randolph for the bench. He's not going to be a starter. And honestly, I reckon very good call. He plays 25 minutes. He gets 14 and 10.
Yeah, he's a gun. He's still a gun.
Zebo will always be a gun in our eyes. Anyway, well, James, here's the interesting stat/question I have
for you. I haven't gone through my Cold player yet, Tim.
Oh, he was a
Cold player, so... I'm sad because it pains me to say finally give in. Rodney Hood, Tim, has been cold for me this week. He's had a pretty terrible week, apart from his almost buzzer beater with about 400ths left on the clock. He sent the dagger down the three-pointer. But, just not enough production out of Rodney for me this week, Tim. I think he's been averaging over the last 2 weeks around 13 points and about 2 rebounds and 1 assist. 2 or 3 three-pointers a game. It's just not enough from starting shooting guard. Playing 30 points, 30 minutes a game. I mean, Utah is not the highest scoring team, but I'm still expecting more, Tim. I'm expecting more out of Rodney.
It's because Gordon Hayward takes over. That's the problem.
He's a gun, Gordon. He's a gun.
Exactly right. Anyway, James, my interesting stats.
Yeah.
So I was looking at the per 36 minute stats.
Yep.
And I looked for 3-pointers made per 36 minutes.
Yep.
All right. So, number one and number two is the Houston Rockets' number one, a player from the Houston Rockets. The number two is a Denver Nugget player. Can you guess those top two?
Per 36 minutes?
Per 36 minutes. Who would be the Rockets player?
Aaron Gordon.
No.
No. Sam Decker?
No, you'll never get it.
Kyle Wilcher.
Yeah, Kyle Wilcher. the best three-point shooter in the game.
Yeah, he plays like 4 minutes a game and he hits three points.
He's actually played 4 minutes once and he hit 2 3-pointers.
Yeah, so how many three-pointers was he averaging per 36? It was like 18. Correct.
10. 10 from 10. He attempted 10, he hit 10. He was also chucking in 10 boards and an assist.
Beautiful. What a gun. Why isn't he getting more minutes? All right. And number two from the Denver Nuggets.
I mean, it's pretty obvious.
Wilson Chandler.
No. James, who is the archer, the three-point archer who plays for the Denver Nuggets?
Jimmy Nelson.
No, Mike Miller.
You see, this is why per 36 stats are fucking irrelevant. It's why they're fucking irrelevant.
Yeah, I know, right. I just thought I had a bit of a laugh because Kyle Wilcher trash, played 4 minutes in his career so far. Miller's played 4 games, we've lost all four. And he's averaging about nine
3-pointers per 36 minutes.
That's all
two right. Superstars, two just archers.
Yeah, two archers.
There's weapons off the bench, Tim.
D 36 minutes is a use. This can be absolutely useless for shit like that.
Stuff like that's just irrelevant, yeah. Funny, statistics are pretty funny, aren't they, Tim?
That's why you need the eye test, James.
That's what the eye test is all about. That's what we give you here at the Waiver Wire, Tim. We watch every single game. Mm. Not every game, but we watch a lot of games.
So don't think about putting Kyle Wilcher in your draft.
No.
Actually, James, draft.
Speaking of draft.
The great new fantasy way to play fantasy daily fantasy, James.
Draft. I'm a big fan of the guys over at Draft, Tim. Tell me just a little bit more about their product.
So... Draft is different to your normal daily fantasy competition because it gives you the option of doing a snake draft. That's why they call it draft, funnily enough.
A snake draft.
So like your classic fantasy leagues where you get to do the draft at the start of the season, which, as me and James have said before, is the most appealing part.
Yeah, doing all your research, having all your papers lined up.
Yeah.
And then getting to work on the draft.
Then having some
draft.
Banter with your friends when you steal their pick from them.
Yeah.
And it's a fantastic way to play fantasy. I reckon it's a really good idea what they've done at draft and... They've given us a promo code, James.
That promo code, Tim, is WaiverWirePod. All in capitals, no spaces. WAIVERWIREPOD. Hope everyone got that. We'll put a link in the description as well. There's a link that you can use to sign up for draft. And
if you've already signed up, make sure you email draft their support and tell them that you forgot to use this code POD.
Because we did make a mistake and we did advertise the wrong code.
So if you've signed up using a wrong code, or if you've signed up and you want a special offer,
yeah.
If you've already signed up for draft and you want a special offer, I mean, who doesn't want more money, James?
Yeah, exactly.
So if you have, get onto draft, email the support, message their support, and tell them that you want to use our code, WaiverWirePod, and they'll get you sorted.
Because we used the wrong code, guys, so just tell them what happened and should be all sorted.
So, Tim, that promo code actually gives you a matched bonus of up to $600. So when you deposit using that code, they'll match it with free money to use in draft.
Did you know that you can win? You're four times more likely to win on draft than on DraftKings or FanDuel
Draft Stars, James. I did see a stat that only 4% of players actually make a profit out of DraftKings or FanDuel, Tim. So it's good to know that you're way more likely to win on draft. So I'm telling you now, that's where my money's going.
Yeah, I'm hitting up draft.
Yeah, absolutely.
Moving on, James. I think we need to move on. Yeah, we do need to put our promos in. We do need to advertise that promo code. So that promo code again is WaiverWirePod.
Make sure you check that out. Link will be in the description if you just want to follow the link.
I may interrupt the podcast sometime later and just yell WaiverWirePod.
Just so you guys don't forget. But back to the podcast.
So some general players who were hot, James.
Whiteside has been hot again.
Mount Whiteside is killing it.
Porzingis.
Killing it.
The zinger. Good old zinger. Dragic has been surprisingly good, Tim.
I remember you telling me at the start of the season, James, he was no good.
Yeah,
he was completely overrated.
Yeah. I mean, he has had a good start to the season. I mean, I thought with the terrible team that Miami had that he wouldn't be any good. But even though Wayne Ellington's turned out to be serviceable, Josh Richardson's turned out all right. I mean, they're still pretty bad, but Dragic has been a shining light out of the disaster team.
Yeah, he's been pretty good as Goran Dragic. Horford?
Yeah, Horford's been good.
That's all that needs to be said, really. Yeah. Horford.
He looks like that extra star that Boston wanted.
The move to Celtics has paid off dividends. My boy, Jokic.
Jokic's the
my
savior.
Boy, Nikola Jokic, Big Honey. Jokic, the Joker, anything you want to call
move
him.
Move back into the starting lineup, Tim, and fantastic results. Fantastic results.
As I said to our mailing list this morning, if Mike Malone decides to give Nikola Jokic 30-plus minutes, he'll score 100, and he scored 60 today.
It's not 100.
He scored 60. From a 10,000 player, James.
That's pretty good. Six times 60. The value.
Exactly. He scored 60. My boy Jokic killing it. And Jonas Valanciunas, who we actually picked as our player of the day the other day.
He's had a good couple of weeks, Tim. A couple of double-doubles against not even inferior opposition, against some good teams.
He's only had to play 20 minutes. That seems to be the problem.
Yeah, I mean, Toronto seems to just be wiping through some teams at the moment. Best rated offense at the moment.
Yeah, they're blowing out many teams.
Yeah.
All right, James, who are you buying low on and who are you selling high on? First of all, who are you buying low on?
I'm buying low on Patrick Beverley, Tim.
Why is that?
Because I like what Patrick's bringing across the board. I mean, he's adding about two or three three-pointers a game, but he's also one of the best rebounders for the guard position. I think he's averaging about 6 or 7 rebounds a game. As a point guard, that's fantastic. And it's a super strong offensive rebounder, and he always turns that into assists. So also always good for 2 steals a game. Just does play a lot of D, but he adds a lot in those smaller categories, the steals and the blocks. And he's also a very low turnover player. So if you're looking for if you're low on rebounds and three-pointers, I think he's a good option there to buy low on team. Won't cost you very much.
Especially at the guard position.
Yeah, the guard position.
Well, as this is the Mike Malone is my hero pod, buying low on Nikola Jokic.
Nah, I must agree with you there.
Because even though he's been putting up crazy numbers the last couple of games, you can still buy low on him.
He's been poor.
He shattered expectations, really. He shattered them in the opposite direction. He went through the floor instead of through the ceiling.
Yeah, he was poor to start the season. A lot of people questioned us, Tim, saying, should we drop him? We did tell you to stick tough with him.
I've told you, I am his biggest friend, Nikola Jokic. I am his biggest supporter, his biggest fan. Since his first game as a Denver Nugget, I have been in love with him.
And if you stuck with him, Tim, he's repaid you big time.
Absolutely. Because as I said, he's a triple-double threat. Tonight he put up 27 points, 15 rebounds, 9 assists, and a steal.
That's not bad.
And he showed a very good percentage as well, James. And he even chucked in a couple, one three-pointer.
That's handy from a center.
What do you mean that's handy? I'll put him in... Actually, that leads me to another thing. I was about to say I'll put him in my number one as a ranking. B and James have now become rated as experts by Fantasy Pros.
Thank you very much to Fantasy Pros for doing that.
So we're experts, if you didn't already know.
And we do know what we're talking about.
So we're putting up a page on the Almighty Ballin website, our host, praise to Chris Axman.
Yeah, he's done a fantastic job setting up a new page for us to post all our rankings.
So we'll be making an actual rankings. We'll rank players from 1 through to, what are we ranking them to? 200, I think.
Something around there. But it's a compliment to the podcast. So what we've been talking about and the more in-depth explanations we give to you on the podcast, it just comes up in a list form on the page.
So if you ever need to pick out three players, like you can't decide, we'll have our rankings for the we update them every week, and they'll be up there ready for you to see so you can compare players and who we rate higher.
And as always, you need more information, our podcast feed will be there on the side. You can just check back to the podcast. And it has a lot of information about all the players you could possibly need to pick up, Tim. So I think we're really giving the listeners a good service, yeah?
Absolutely. And moving on, James, I'm buying low on Gary Harris.
Yeah, the Denver Nuggets have turned around with the reintroduction of Gary Harris from injury.
As I've said, Gary Harris needs to be in that team. Him and Nikola Jokic add something that is just not there. Jokic adds the playmaking. Harris just adds defense, and he adds just... I don't know what it is. Him and Moutier as a backcourt together is 10 times better than Jameer Nelson, Will Barton, Jamal Murray.
It's the intangibles and the glue guy kind of things talked about a lot in today's NBA. Patrick Beverley is that player too, Tim. Just that kind of guy. He doesn't put up the biggest stats. He's not necessarily the best player on the team. But what they do is so important to the team. They bring that hustle. So as with Beverley's return, the Rockets are 15-2 since he came back, which is unbelievable considering he would not... A lot of players wouldn't consider him in the top five on the roster, and he's managing to start. So I think Gary Harris fits that bill, Tim, and he has just turned the Nuggets around. So I think his output's pretty decent, around 15 points, and does he get around four
rebounds?
He's actually
scored over 20 in the last three games he's been back, James.
Yeah, he did start poorly before he got injured.
He is on fire now.
Yeah.
That's three straight games of 20 points, and he's always good for his two steals. He's usually good for maybe a block. And he's going to add a couple of rebounds.
He's free in a lot of leagues. He's a free agent. A lot of people just didn't bother picking him back up when he returned from injury.
And 69% of teams is in, James, as well. So free agency / buying low. Hit up my Nuggets boys.
Yeah, get on him.
Gallinari, Chandler. Well, Gallinari maybe not so much. Hasn't been in the finest form, but he's still good.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Gallinari, Chandler, Moutier, Harris, Jokic... Probably sad to say that it's time to say goodbye to Jusuf Nurkić.
Yeah, I think he's finished.
Jokic's outburst has put the nail in the coffin for Jusuf Nurkić. But I'll be sad to see him go, but I think it's best that he moves on.
Yeah, I would have to agree with you. And in turn, move on from your fantasy lineups with Jusuf Nurkić, I think, Tim.
And it's also, it's all right. I'll get to it later. We'll get to it later.
Who are we selling high on, Tim? I'll go first. Clint Capella. Unfortunately, just as he's... I think it's the last maybe 10 games he scored in double figures in a row and nearly got a double-double in every game, and unfortunately he's been ruled out for up to 6 weeks.
This is how sad I am, James.
It's sad news, Tim. The Rockets have been playing fantastic, and to be struck down by injury to one of their best young players, not ideal. But I mean, as always in the fantasy world, one door closes, Tim, and another one opens. This paves the way for Montrezl Harrell. I'll talk about him a bit more in our free agency section, but it is sad to see Capella, and I think it's time to cash in on him. Had improved his value remarkably over the past couple of weeks, so I think it's time to cash in on him, Tim.
Make sure that you sell him before the little injury symbol comes up, because then no one's going to be accepting your trade if you come calling.
Try and swing the trade tonight is probably the most important thing.
You can hoodwink your friends or the people in your league, go for it. Because you could actually get quite a lot of value on Clint Capella. Yeah. This is a bit tight. We talked up this player so much at the start of the season. I think the first three podcasts we did, James, was all about Damian Lillard.
Yeah, he's...
And now it's sad to say we're saying sell high on him.
He's fallen off a little bit, but as the wheels come off the Portland Trailways of bandwagon, I mean, they're struggling at the moment, Tim. Their defense is just putrid.
They're only eighth in the West, the Denver Nuggets, who are here to save the world, are only one win behind them, 12-16.
I mean, they have been, what's affecting Dame is the fact that they've been blown out in quite a lot of games.
Yeah, so he just has to sit.
Yeah, because, well, I mean, Terry Stotts has left him in. He's a bit of a fighter, Dame. Has left him in late in games when they're still down by 15 points. But when you're down by 30 halfway through the third quarter, I mean, he ends up playing 20 minutes a night, and that's it. He has had a few off games recently, and I think his inconsistencies are starting to shine through. So I think it's time to sell high on him, get a more consistent option.
Would you say sell high? Would you keep through? Or would you sell high and maybe buy low a bit later when he starts turning it around?
No, I think I've moved already and sold high on him. So I picked up Jeremy Lin, who I think is going to be up and coming and pretty similar output to Dame now. But I managed to upgrade Jabari Parker to Cat in the process. So I think that's the kind of thing you can try and do. Try and maybe take a small downgrade for Damian Lillard, but try and upgrade one of your other players.
Yeah, no.
That's the kind of path I would follow here.
Someone else who's also fallen out of form is Kemba Walker.
Yeah, I don't know what's happened to him. Charlotte's...
Someone offered me a trade with him, and I was like, Kemba, for that? Yeah, of course. And then I dug deeper and realized that Kemba has been playing too much defense.
He's been doing not a lot.
Been playing too much defense. He's been averaging 13 points and 5 rebounds. 13 points and 5 assists.
That's not good for him.
Shooting 28% from the field.
Really? That's poor. That's real poor.
Yeah, no good from Kemba. No good. I don't know what's happened there. Charlotte's kind of fallen back into mediocrity.
Yeah, they were third in the West at one point. In the East, sorry, at one point.
But the New York Super Team's up there right now.
Yeah, about 2 wins above 500, and they still managed to slot into fourth.
No, that's none of our business. The East is none of our business.
No, James. We don't care about the East, yeah.
The East is none of our business.
That was exactly what I was about to say, Tim. Rudy Gay.
Look, we must read each other's minds, James.
Rudy Gay. I think the injury, and we were advising to sell high on him before. I mean, if you're trading with someone, they're going to look at his raw stats. And I think his stats are pretty good, so you'd probably be able to get a decent package for him. But, I mean, is he really going to be that good when they come back? I mean, Sacramento's just... They were scrappy at the start of the year. DeMarcus Cousins was killing it, and Ty Lawson was playing well. Ty Lawson's out of the rotation now, team. And Darren Collison playing all right basketball. Garrett Temple's been all right.
Garrett Temple's been a good option while Rudy Gay's been gone, actually.
But, I mean, what else is there? There's really not much else going on in Sacramento, and I don't think he can do it all by himself, Tim, with him and DeMarcus Cousins. I just don't think his output will be the same once he returns from his injury.
I reckon you're wrong. I think Rudy Gay will just take a time. That's why I'm saying sell high now. I reckon he'll take a while to come back because he hurt his hip flexor. Yes?
Yeah.
That is what kept Wilson Chandler out for a season. And he's missed 3 games and he's listed as day-to-day.
It seems to be an injury that just lingers for a while.
It's a niggling injury. That's the thing. If you bend in the wrong direction, that's going to flare up straight away. If you stretch it too much, that's going to flare up again straight away. So I reckon they'll be cautious with him. Even though he's listed as day-to-day at the moment, he's missed the last 3 games. He could come back, but even if he does, I mean, for his best interest, I wouldn't want to see him play for another week.
Yeah.
Just to make sure that hip flexor is fine and working fine. Because if he missteps, he's out for the season. That's it. Yeah. And Sacramento's playoff hopes are over.
Well, Tim, do you know who else I'm selling high on moving on swiftly from Rudy Gay?
Who?
The Detroit Pistons.
Oh. Trash.
Get rid of the players. Honestly, Tobias Harris says, we raved about him, Tim, about 3 weeks ago. We talked about his top 50 potential, probably top 40, I think we placed him.
Nah, I think we said top 50. I wouldn't have put him top 40, I'm not that stupid.
He's now, he's probably been the best of the worst. That's how bad the Pistons have been. I think
Jackson's been the best. Andre Drummond's been the best.
He's been averaging 10 points, I think, and maybe 3 rebounds a game over the last 2 weeks. And it's just not good enough.
Pistons are horrible. They've been blown out the last 3 games.
So I think sell high on whatever Detroit player you have, KCP maybe too, Tobias Harris. Get rid of them while you can. They're just in a hole at the moment, Detroit, and it's going to take a while for them to come out of this rut. Their chemistry is going to be all over the place. Honestly, I would not be surprised from our inside sources around the league, Tim, this is what I'm just hearing, a little scoop for you guys. Tobias Harris... He's not happy in Detroit. He's not a fan of Stan Van Gundy. And not all seems to be well down there in Detroit, Tim. I think there's a disunity within the playing group. They just don't look like they're having fun playing together. And as a result, they're getting smashed.
Maybe that's why Johnny Lewis has been playing a bit more minutes than Tobias Harris.
Yeah, Tobias Harris is... I have heard that Tobias Harris is not happy there. Marcus Morris also does not seem to be happy in Detroit. Andre Drummond, you can rest assured, Pistons fans, Andre Drummond does seem to be happy in Detroit.
He's going to be a Piston for life, unless he does a Vince Carter. Unless he does a Dwayne Wade and wants to prolong his career, and I don't want him anymore.
But I think Tobias Harris may be on the move, Tim, and it might end up being a good move for Detroit. We talked about how important he was for Detroit's lineup, but I think from what I'm hearing, he could be on the move. Might not be happy there.
Gee, they should have kept Ilyasova. Look at the form he's in at the moment.
Yeah, he's been absolutely flying Ersan Ilyasova. What a jet. Killing over in Philly.
All right, James.
Free agency time. Your boy.
Who's in the bargain bin that you can pick up?
I picked up Emmanuel Mudiay, Tim, off free agency.
I wanted to say Emmanuel Mudiay because I'm the Nuggets fan,
yeah,
James.
You could talk about him, but I'm just wanted to tell all the listeners. I was rummaging through the free agency list, and Emmanuel Mudiay happened to fall in my lap. I took a risk on him, and I'm happy. It's paid off for the last couple of games.
I told you to pick him up. Did I not say pick him up?
Why didn't you get him?
Because you had preference on the waiver ahead of me.
No, it wasn't waiver. It was free agency.
Yeah, you still have preference on the waiver.
Whatever. Anyway,
you were there. I was too late. I was too slow behind him, and I'm not ready. I'm not going to drop one of my guards because my guards are superb. Because I have CJ McCollum, Eric Gordon, James Harden. What do you want me to do?
James Harden's not that good.
Who's this James Harden?
Drop him.
Anyway.
I'll pick him up. I'm number one on the waiver wire next week.
Piss off.
Drop him. Anyway.
Absolutely not. Emmanuel Mudiay in 60% of leagues is a very good free agent option.
Just over half of teams.
He should be in 90% of leagues. No, he should be 100% of leagues, if I'm honest. He has the keys to the Denver Nuggets franchise, supposedly. I think that's wrong.
Supposedly.
I think that's wrong. I think Nikola Jokic has the keys to the...
I got the keys. I got the keys.
Need some DJ Khaled up in here. I have the keys to the Denver Nuggets franchise. Apparently, they're handing him out like candy. But Mudiay, James, what can I say? He struggled at the start of the season, had a good run of games. Struggled, good run of games. Struggled, and now he's having a good run of games again. We hope he can keep it up now. Had some more bingos. Shout out, Ralph. I was actually speaking before I was rudely interrupted by Ralph Lawler.
But we've got to get him out of the studio, Tim.
He's just hiding at the back of the studio. Anyway, thanks for putting that in, Ralph. Because I want Mudiay to hit some more bingos. He was 4 or 5 from behind the arc today, James. But that fifth shot was just effectively to get Jokic his triple-double. But he missed, unfortunately. So it was a stupid shot. He would have been 4 or 4 from behind the arc. So if you need 3-pointers and assists... And,
he's a good option, Emmanuel Mudiay.
I reckon he's an absolute sleeper. He's Emmanuel Mudiay.
I'm going to move on to him. Montrezl Harrell has... Well, he's got 6 weeks to prove himself now, Tim. And I've taken a jump already. He's only in 3% of leagues at the moment. I've got him in my lineup. And I think he's shown enough in the limited minutes to lead me to think 20, 25 minutes a game that he can put up a double-double quite easily. He's averaging, I think, at the moment 5 points and 6 rebounds. And that's exclusively playing at the end of second quarters and some parts in the fourth. So he's playing about 10 minutes a game or less, and that's what he's averaging. And he plays the second night of back-to-backs with Nene out. He plays about 15 minutes.
So are you saying per 36 minutes he puts up double-doubles?
Some pretty good numbers per 36.
But as we just decided before, James, per 36 is trash.
So per 36, Tim, at the moment, 17.1 points and 8.8 rebounds a game. That's his per 36 numbers. So I probably would expect with Capella's absence to play about 20, 22 minutes a game, maybe 25. I don't think Nene has the trust of D'Antoni to play for any more time with that, and also he's a turnstile on defense, which is definitely not what Houston needs with the amount of points they give up anyway. But, I think I would watch out for Montrez. I think he's going to surprise a lot of people. If he can get maybe 6 rebounds and 11, 12 points a game, that's a pretty handy addition.
No, I agree with that. He's only in 3% of leagues, so he'll be available.
Good point
in
of difference.
More people that we have to pick up, James. There's more. There's always more.
There's always more.
Rodriguez. Sergio.
He has been on this list for a while, and people still leave him there.
Well, I only reinstated him. He missed out last week. I reinstated him with the news that Jared Bayless will miss the rest of the season. So Sergio is now the number one point guard and the only number one point guard.
They have TJ McConnell, who...
He has had a minutes increase, but I'm not picking him up in fantasy, unfortunately. Yeah. And Sergio Rodriguez is a decent option. I'm not going to say he's a good option. I'm going to say he's a decent option. Adds a couple of assists, a couple of points. He's very inconsistent.
Just under 7 or 8 assists a game?
Yeah.
And I think it's just under 10 points as well. Maybe 9.9 points a game.
Can add a 3-pointer. But he's more of an assist man than a points man.
Yeah, he just runs the offense. I think Joel Embiid is more their scoring option.
Yeah,
and Big Shot Bob too.
He scores 33% of the... he scores 39% of Philly's points when he's on the floor.
Unbelievable. He's a gun. Not to pick up Tim. Nerlens do well.
66% of leagues. Should be in about 3.
No, shouldn't be in many leagues. I mean, Brett Brown's stated he won't be in the rotation regularly.
Copped a DNPC to not play a coach's decision.
Yeah, so... Honestly, don't know how he still manages to be 66% of teams. Get rid of him while you can. If you can trade him, I doubt you will be able to. I think free up that roster spot. That's probably your best option for Nerlens.
He's not going to be playing very much.
And CJ Miles, Tim. You've written that down. I'll query that. Why? Explain.
He's useless. He played 30 minutes today for about 8 points. One rebound, one assist.
While Monta Ellis and Rodney Stuckey are out, I'd probably pick him up if you're desperate. You'd have to be desperate.
He's trash, James. I'm not going anywhere.
Otherwise, I wouldn't go near him.
And I recommend that you guys don't go anywhere near him.
Okay.
He may have one scoring outburst.
Yeah.
But that's all he's going to do.
Yeah, he doesn't have a lot else.
So he's only going to score about 20 points one game, and then he's going to be a liability for you the rest of the week.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough, James.
And another one, James. Kenneth Faried. Copped another DNPCD today.
He was DFS love child at the start of the year, averaged 50 over a week, I think.
Yeah, he's done down
with there. Jokic comeback.
Now that Denver's back
and Wilson Chandler back,
he's finished, obviously.
Trade? What do you think?
Nah, I'm surprised we haven't already hit the bullet yet. See, the problem was we were waiting for contracts to guarantee
because
It was like a couple of days ago that all the
5 days ago.
Yeah, that you could officially trade players. So now everyone is on the table. And I think by All-Star break next year, the Nuggets will have a new-look big man team behind Nikola Jokic and maybe Darrell Arthur.
Tobias Harris might end up there, Tim.
You never know. We might. I wouldn't be a fan, I'm honest. He wouldn't fit in. We already have Wilson Chandler and Danilo Gallinari. We don't need another small forward, power forward type player.
Gallinari could be on the out, Tim. You never know.
I can confirm that Boston has wanted him for the last 3 seasons and have made plays in him.
Yeah, they have made
plays.
Last
3 seasons.
Our inside source has confirmed that Boston has been after Danilo Gallinari.
But Gallinari has told me himself. No, that's a complete lie. He hasn't told me all the way from America to Australia. I've been told by some good friends that I know who work tirelessly with the Denver Nuggets that Danilo Gallinari loves Denver and was actually offered a trade out last season, James. Tim Connolly went up to him and said, "Danilo, would you like to be traded? Is that what you want?" He said, "No. I love it here in Denver. It's my home."
Oh, there you go. That's a good sign of support for the Denver
Nuggets. So I'm not sure if Danilo Gallinari will be out on the outer, James. That's a pretty strong show of support there, James.
It's going to be a good thing for all the Denver supporters
out there. So I think Kenneth Faried and Jusuf Nurkić will be shipping off very soon.
All right, Tim, you know what it is?
Question time!
We're excited, Tim. We're excited about the questions. The air horn's telling you. We're excited about the questions, absolutely.
All right, I'm going to hit you up first, James. Alex asks. He's a regular, Alex. Shout out. Nick Young or Big Shot Bob, who should I pick up?
Yeah, an interesting one, Tim. Big Shot Bob has been pretty terrible.
I just drafted him at the start of the season.
He did end up on the waiver wire.
After about 2 weeks.
Yeah, so he's pretty piss poor start to the season from him.
He did play too much DJ.
He's starting to round himself back into form, and he's dropped some season highs in the last couple of weeks. I think he poured in 26 points yesterday, so He's adding around 6 rebounds a game, so he's a handy small forward to have in your team. He's got that duo small forward, power forward availability. And I think if he can continue that regular sort of scoring about above 16 points a game, he provides more of a different look than Nick Young. Nick Young will average around 16 points a game.
And he'll drop a couple of trades.
But that'll be with 3 or 4 three-pointers. Big Shot Bob may not get all the three-pointers, probably 1 or 2 maybe a game, maybe 3 if you're lucky. But he does get a lot of his points at the rim as well. And the rebounding and the steals, he's a good steal, good option if you need steals, blocks.
Big Shot Bob.
Yeah, so
he's averaging 2 steals and a block at the moment.
So that's handy for a small forward. So I think Covington just has more upside, and he has more statistical value to you than Nick Young does, purely in points and
puts up more points in more categories.
Yeah,
that's, you could have just summed it up like that instead of giving us a long-winded answer, James. You could have just said puts up more points in more categories.
Sorry, Tim. Well, there you go, Alex. Big Shot Bob for me. Don't worry about
it. I agree. Big Shot Bob for me.
All right, Tim. James asks, could that be me? It could be me.
It is you, James. You're asking it, aren't you?
Tim, are the Nuggets back? And are their fantasy players back on track?
Absolutely they are. Mike Malone is the saviour, as I've said. I think the Nuggets fans were in a bit of a doom and gloom situation about 3 games ago. We were 9-16, not looking good. Everything was falling down. Jokic was in poor form. And all of a sudden, that's turned around. Jokic is firing. Gary Harris is firing. Emmanuel Mudiay is sizzling. James?
Sizzling.
Sizzling. Wilson Chandler has been very good this season, as we've documented throughout the podcast. So that's 4 players, right, who are very good options. 4. There's not many other teams who have 4 good options, apart from the Golden State Warriors, who you can actually afford. Well,
the Rockets.
I wouldn't say you can afford 4 players at any other team.
Yeah. Oh, Eric Gordon.
Eric Gordon?
Ryan Anderson.
I wouldn't have Ryan Anderson.
Clint Capella. Sam Decker.
I wouldn't have Sam Decker.
You wouldn't. Trevor Ariza.
I would say Jokic, Harris, Moutier, and Wilson Chandler is a better bunch than what you're about to say. You'd have to agree with that, surely.
I'm just not going to bother arguing with you because you're in denial, Tim.
I'm not in denial. I'm a passionate Nuggets fan who has no bias whatsoever.
The Nuggets are destined for another sub-500 season, Tim. I just don't think that...
Who said we're sub-500? We're 3 in a row. We're 12-16 now.
Still 4 wins under 500. I think you're destined for another 500 or just under season.
Well, this is Mike Malone. This is Mike Malone right now, James.
His job just got saved.
What do you mean? He's a superstar.
He was on the way out.
He is a superstar, James.
The door was just about to close on his career, and then they rattled off 3 in a row. I think he was. If you lost those 3 in a row, I think that was it. The sack was waiting there for him.
That's the thing. That's the very important thing, James. We didn't lose those 3 in a row. Like we've dropped the last 8. No, we've dropped 8 leads. And lost by 3 points in the end. Am I talking about
coaching?
Well, we didn't have a full team at those times.
Tim, who are we thinking? For the Nuggets players, who would you advise looking out for as the most who will benefit from this resurgence of the Nuggets?
Nikola Jokic, 100%.
Yeah, absolutely have to agree there.
Emmanuel Mudiay as well. So with the Balkan Buddy Ball, which is the name of the combination between Nurkic and Jokic, with the big men, it makes it really hard on Mudiay to play, especially without Gary Harris, because they just get in each other's way, Nurkic and Jokic. They're not used to playing with each other, and it just doesn't work. So there's less spacing. There's a lot less movement as well, especially. And there's just no one else facilitating apart from him, and he's just got nowhere to go. So he finds it a lot harder to play. And as I've said, him and Gary Harris together, they just have such good chemistry. Mudiay and Jokic, James. I'm just going to sum it up there because otherwise I will be here all day.
I think for the Nuggets, the best thing is that Gary Harris, Mudiay, and Jokic are probably the best 3 players they need starting.
And they're our 3 youngest players.
The other 2 need to be, you can work out, but those 3 players, I think when they start together, it kind of works better. There's the combination.
And you had Gallinari and Chandler and Poyo Poyo.
Yeah, that's probably your best starting lineup. You've heard it from me before. I don't rate Will Barton. I mean,
the thrill is very useful. He's an energy guy.
But I think he needs to be coming off the bench.
I agree. He's an energy guy. He's not.
Yeah. He's not going to put up your 18 points and 6 rebounds, which is what he was averaging before he got injured.
Yeah, I think somewhere last year he decided that he was the best player on the team and should start shooting 3-pointers in the clutch. That's not his game. I think he just needs to continue to take it to the rack, get rebounds, and come off the bench, provide some hustle and some energy.
That's what he's there for, and that's why I love him. The Nuggets have a really good lineup. They're going to be good in a couple of seasons, James. You watch out. And their fantasy players are going to get even better. Next, if this was a dynasty league, I would get Moutier, Harrison, Jokic right now. If you don't have Jokic in a dynasty,
shameless.
If you don't have Jokic in a dynasty league, you have to be kidding me.
Thanks, Tim, for joining me as per usual on the waiver wire. It's been fantastic.
It always has been, James. I love talking Nuggets. Superhero Nugget Pod. Hashtag.
Searching for the golden nugget. That's what I think.
Searching for the golden nugget. I like it.
Yeah. Thanks for joining me, Tim.
Make sure you guys check out our Fantasy Pro rankings. Waiver Wire Pod.
And check out Waiver Wire Pod at draft.com. Download the app.
Make sure you've got it all, guys. We'll be back shortly with the Daily Fantasy Podcast.
This has been your host, James, and my co-host, as always, Timothy. We're signing off. Thanks for joining us. See you next week.